Hi, this is Alan Ross from AJ Ross Creative Media on how to market your business. Today I'd like to talk about the seven deadly sins of advertising and marketing. Making the decision to better your company through advertising and marketing is a smart step in growing your business. However, it is important to do it the proper way. There are many pitfalls and myths that can hinder your efforts and potentially harm your business. Recognizing these common mistakes, or deadly sins as we call it in the advertising and marketing business, before you commit them will make all the difference between a failed and a successful business. Sin number one, is marketing and advertising the same thing? No. Marketing and advertising are two separate strategies that work best when in conjunction with each other. Marketing encompasses the complete idea of a brand, research, public relations, sales strategy, and more. Advertising is a way to get your company, product, or services out to the public through various types of media like television, billboards, newspapers, flyers, etc. Each strategy should work well separately. However, the real strength is when the right agency uses them together to achieve a bigger goal for your business. An agency that can do both marketing and advertising will not only save you money, but will ensure brand consistency and more return on the investment. Choosing an agency that is accessible, experienced, and that you feel comfortable with will be the foundation for a good working relationship and will promote better business for all involved. Sin number two, the shotgun method. When you decide to use marketing and advertising for your business, not knowing where to begin is a common feeling. The wrong thing to do is use a shotgun strategy, meaning have no clear plan and scattering ideas all over the place to see if anything hits. The right idea is to have an agency that understands what and where the best efforts are for your individual business and goals. Anyone can put ads everywhere, but there's no strategy involved in that. And that is how you can potentially waste budget money. Having your agency implement a smart and strategic plan to target the right audience for your company will beat out the shotgun method every time. Step three, overload of information in a small space. When you are spending money on a newspaper ad, for example, your first instincts will be to get all of the great information about your company, practice, or product into the ad. However, it is important to keep in mind that size matters. If you can afford to spend the money on a business card-sized ad, then you have to make sure not to overwhelm the ad so that it is passed over by the reader. A good agency can produce a successful small ad as long as you are willing to understand that less is more. Keep in mind that if you have a smart campaign plan, this will be the first of many ads and you can get the information out in small doses, hitting a different point and attracting a different audience each time. Step four, allowing too many cooks in the kitchen. The bigger the business, the more opinions there will be when it comes to how the company should execute their advertising and marketing plan. While they are probably all valid ideas, keep in mind that the most important thing is what is the best for the company. Group brainstorms and multiple ideas can be an asset as long as egos are pushed aside and everyone is working towards a successful ad or marketing push. An idea might come up that may not work for the current project, but could be perfect for a future one. Remember, the agency is being hired because they understand how to portray the company's message to your key demographic. Having one or two main contacts for the agency will help to eliminate mixed messages, so that way less will be lost in translation and more accomplished for your business. The next time I'll be talking to you, we'll be talking about sins 5 through 7. See you then.